God who is there.
主啊，我们感谢您，您是那位一直在那里的神。
And so in our simplicity, but in our desire to know you, we return to your word at this time.
因为也就是说是根据我们的简单和我们的这样的愿望，我们这一次呢要来学习您。
Bless us all, we pray.
求您赐福给我们所有的人，我们祷告。
May we know your help, your understanding, and your direction.
因为愿我们知道您对我们的帮助，让我们的给我们的指导 和帮助。
So as we turn to this difficult part of the Bible, we pray that you'll just give us wisdom and fear and the desire to follow you in all our ways.
比如啊，就是在我们学习这一个比较难的这一篇的时候呢，求您呢，就是说是赐给我们智慧，让我们理解，并且让我们在我们的路上呢，一直跟从着您。
So again, we give thanks and look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
再次呢，我们就是献上感恩，祈求您的赐福，都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 So we're in Exodus, and the story we're at now is that when Moses and Joshua were up on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights with the Lord.
所以我们读的这个故事呢，就是说是当摩西呢和约书亚他们呢，上山去了，摩西跟那主呢待了40天40夜。
The children of Israel became impatient with God.
对以色列的孩子们呢，就是对神呢失去了耐心。
They basically said, "We don't know what happened to Moses. Moses was the man who brought us out of Egypt."He's up in the mountain. We don't know what happened to him, so we better make ourselves some other gods.
就是我们基本上说呢，就是说是摩西呢，他在山上，我们不知道到底发生了什么，所以呢，他呢是他把我们从埃及带出来的，所以现在呢，我们自己呢最好也跟自己造个神。
And so I have a hard time fully understanding that, but I think the fact is that when we are called upon to wait.We often don't do very well.
这个我呢，通常呢，我很难理解这一点。理解这一点呢，就是说，我知道呢，通常呢，当我们被告知要等待的时候呢，我们通常呢，表现得不怎么样。
We very frequently like to impose upon the Lord our own agendas.
所以呢，我们通常呢，就是说是想要让主呢，强迫主按照我们的那个时间表去做。
So in part, the problem here is impatience, the impatience of the saints.
因为这个里面呢，就是这里呢，就是主要是他们失去了耐心，就主要是那些圣徒们失去了耐心。
But remember now, all the Israelites came out of Egypt.
因为记得呢，所有以色列人都是从埃及出来的。
What percentage of them?Truly loved and feared the Lord, and what percentage of them basically didn't like Egypt and happy to go along with the crowd?
这里面的这个那个在里面有多少个百分比呢？是他们真正的爱主跟从着主啊？有多少百分比呢？是他们因为不喜欢埃及而跟着他们出来的呢
？And there are many in that latter group, many who recognized that they had to get out of Egypt somehow to go with the believers.In the Lord, that would probably be the best way. And so they went along, not because they feared God. They went along because they didn't like Egypt.
那就后面那部分人呢，他们实际上呢，就是说是因为呢，他们出来看着以色列人走了，跟着一起出来的。他们并不是因为敬畏神而跟他们一起出来的，而是因为他们呢不喜欢埃及，就跟着一起出来了。
So you remember they made They asked Aaron for a golden calf, and Aaron made a golden calf, said, "This is the God that brought you out of Egypt."
因为你们知道呢，就是他们要求亚伦呢给他们造一个金牛犊，说呢，这个就是你把你们带出埃及的那个神。
And so many, among the many of the issues that arise here is, what on earth happened to Aaron?
这个呢，所有的这些情况呢，就是那么说呢，在亚伦身上到底发生了什么事情呢
？Why did Aaron follow these people in such a foolish way？
为什么亚人呢？就听从这样的这群人以一种非常愚蠢的方式去听呢？
And I think there's a simple warning in that for all of us that we must make sure that our affection for the Lord is clear and pure and not simply based on somebody else.
这个里面的，我认为的，对我们来说呢，都是一个警示。警示就是说，我们对神的信心，我们宣告的对神的信心呢，它是应该是非常的清晰的、纯洁的，而不是基于某个人。
It is true, many people follow the Lord not because of their own convictions. They follow the Lord because they like somebody else, or somebody else maybe gives them some hope.
这个里面，这个也是个事实。有些人呢，他们呢，就是信了主以后呢，并不是因为他们爱主，他们是呢，就喜欢某一个人，因为某个人呢，也许给了他们一些希望。
So what all happened? They missed Moses. They made a golden calf. They had a party rather than a time of worship for the Lord, and they fell deep into sin.
你这个里面这个发生了什么呢？因为摩西不在，他们呢就是说是自己开了一个聚会，而不是说是一起在那里敬拜神。然后这样的话呢，他们在这个因为做这些事情呢，他们陷入了深深的罪之中。
Does that ever happen today?
今天有没有发生这样的事呢？
Is it often that sometimes when people go to a party, they start out with a simple party and they end up with deep sin?
你这个是不是有些人呢？他们经常去参加那样的聚会，参加完了聚会以后呢，连他们陷入了就是说是深深的罪中呢？
And so, some of us praise the Lord that we didn't go to parties.
所以我们中间有些人呢赞美主，因为我们不用去参加那些聚会。
I've told you before that when I was a teenager, most of my friends who had parties had their parties on Friday night.
我跟你们大家以前讲过，当我还是青少年的时候呢，我的大多数朋友们呢都邀请我去参加那样的聚会宴会，大多数呢都是在星期五的晚上。
But we had a children's work here at the chapel on Friday night.
但是我们在那星期五的晚上呢，我们这里有孩子的那样的一个就是工作聚会。
So when my friends invited me to a party, which could have been a bad party, or maybe not a bad party, but when they invited me to a party, what did I say?
就当我的朋友呢邀请我去参加他们的那些聚会呢，也许是一个坏的聚会，也许不是，那是我会怎么说呢？
I said, thank you very much, but I can't go to the party. I've got to go to the hobby classes at the chapel and tell the boys and girls about Jesus.
因为我说呢，非常的抱歉，我不能去，因为我必须走下去，来到教堂。我们这里呢有个兴趣班，我必须告诉那些孩子们呢关于主耶稣。
Was that good or bad?
这是好的还是坏的呢？
Well, it was really good,
非常
because I
好。
didn't. After a while, I didn't even get invited to the party. They'd say, oh, he won't come anyway. Don't invite him.
因为非常好，因为呢，过了一段时间以后呢，他们甚至都不请我去参加他们的聚会。他说呢，你请他，他也不去。
All right, they had a bad party.
所以他们有坏的聚会。
Okay, verse 21.
第21节。
Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them?" Oh, sorry, this is verse 21 of chapter 32 of Exodus. I apologize.
32, okay. 所以是32章的第21节。31章第21节，那就是说是摩西的亚人说，这百姓向你做了什么呢？你竟把他们陷在如此大的罪里。
Did Aaron tell them to go out and sin?
这亚人有没有告诉他们出去犯罪了？
No,
没有。
He just made an arrangement so that it was easy for them to go out and sin.
所以他只是做那些安排，然后呢，对他们来说很容易就出去犯罪了。
Make it hard for others to go out and sin.
所以呢，你要让人其他的人出去犯罪呢，也非常难。
Make it hard for you to go out and sin.
你要让你自己出去犯罪变得非常难。
So verse 22, Aaron said, so do not let the anger of my Lord become hot. You know the people, that they are set on evil.
第二节讲的说呢, 求我主不要发烈怒, 这百姓专于作恶, 是你知道的。
Aaron said, basically, it's not my problem. It was their problem.
亚伦基本上说呢, 这不是我的问题, 是他们的问题。
Have you ever noticed that when something goes wrong, people are very, very enthusiastic to blame somebody else?
所以你是不是注意到呢？有些时候事情不对的时候呢，他们非常的热心的去责怪其他的人呢？
If you don't believe it, just start reading politics.
所以如果你不相信这一点，你去观察一下那些政客。
Everybody happy to blame the other guy.
每一个政客都呢，就是怪责怪其他的那个人。
Verse 23, for they said to me, make us gods that shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.
23节说呢，他们对我说：“你为我们造神，可以走在我们前面，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事儿。”
And I said to them, verse 24, whoever has any gold, let him break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and this calf came out.
第二十四节说，我对他们说，凡有金子的可以摘下来，他们就给了我。我把金子扔在火中，这牛犊便出来了。
Is that the truth?
是这个是真的吗？
Aaron, I don't think you're telling me the truth.
亚伦，我不认为你跟我讲的真相。
I've thrown lots of things in the fire.
所以呢，他们把很多事情都扔到火里了。
Nothing very beautiful has ever come out of the fire that I lit.
因为我扔到火里东西，没有任何的漂亮东西从火里出来。
Verse 25, now when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies.
第二十五节说呢，摩西见百姓赤身，亚伦让他们赤身，使他们在仇敌间被羞辱。
The people were unrestrained.
所以这些就是人们呢都没有被约束。
Did Aaron encourage them to be unrestrained?
所以呢就是说是那个亚伦是不是呢就是说是鼓励他们去放肆呢？
Not really. What did he not do? He didn't take action to restrain them.
所以呢他没有做什么事情呢，他没有去做任何事情去约束他们。
Now there is responsibility in all. And that is when something is going wrong, the responsibility of the responsible ones with authority is to say, no, that must not be.
这个里面呢有一些责任，责任呢，当有些事情发生的时候呢，有权柄的那些人呢，必须说不。
Is it easy to say yes?
是说是容易吗？
Yes. Is it easy to say no?
说不容易吗？
No.
不是的。
Do children ever get angry when parents say no, don't do that?
所以呢，就是当父母说不的时候，孩子是不是非常生气呢？
Do adults ever get angry when somebody says no?
所以成年人当有些人对他说不的时候呢，他们是不是非常生气了？
Yes, and it might be the boss.
是的，有可能是你的老板。
It might be the politician.
有可能是政客。It
might be the spouse.
有可能是你的配偶。But
people don't like to hear the word no, and many people refuse to say no when things go wrong.
因为很多人呢都不喜欢你说不，所以呢，大多数人呢，当事情呢不对的时候，他们都不会说不。What
do we know about Abraham?
我们的亚伯拉罕了解多少？
God says, I know him. He will command his children after me.
所以这个里面的神说呢，我知道他会命令他的孩子们呢跟从我。So
Abraham didn't just say, don't do that.
亚伯拉罕并不是说呢不要做那件事。He
commanded and demanded that they not do that.
他呢命令他们，要求他们不要那么做。
All right, so praise the Lord for the ability to say no. Make sure that when you see things going wrong, you say, no, don't do that.
对，那就是你要赞美主，你要这样说不的这样一个能力，你要确保了当事情发生的不对的时候，你要说不，不要那么做。
So verse 25 says, Abraham had not restrained them to their shame.
现在就是Abraham?
Okay, let's call him Aaron then. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
To their shame. Praise the Lord, there was someone in your life. Praise the Lord, there was someone in my life who said no, so I don't have to be ashamed of what I would have done if they hadn't said no.
因为我们要赞美主呢，在你的人生里，在我的人生里呢，有些人呢，他会对我们呢，你会对他说的不，这样呢，这他们或者我们呢，就不会被羞辱。
Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, Whoever is on the Lord's side, let him come to me.
这个第26节是摩西就站在营门中说，那谁站在耶和华一边的，都到我这里来。
In the midst of the party.
所以在那个欢宴的中间。
Aaron gets on the biggest megaphone that you've ever seen.
所以呢，就是亚门呢，就是得到了这样一个，就是你可以看到的最大的这样的一个事情。
And he calls out to the multitude and says, If you are on the Lord's side, you come to me.
他对众人说呢，如果你站在耶和华一边，都到我这里来。If
you are on the golden calf side, you can't come to me.
如果你站在金牛犊那边，你不能来到我这里。You've
got to make your decision. Are you on the Lord's side or are you on the golden calf side?
所以你必须呢做出决定，你是站在耶和华一边呢，还是站在金牛犊那一边。
All right, so it says at the end of 26, all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him.
结尾说，于是利未的儿子们都来到他那里聚聚。
So who were the tribe of Levi?
所以呢，谁是利未支派的那些人呢？
Well, they were Moses' tribe, Aaron's tribe.
他们是摩西和亚伦的支派。
And they basically said, Moses, we're with you, brother. We're with you. We're on your side.
他们基本上说呢，摩西，弟兄，我们站在你这边，这一边，我们站在你这一边。
Verse 27, and he said to them, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Let every man put his sword on his side. And go in and out from the entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor.
第27节说呢，他对他们说，耶和华以色列的神这样说：你们个人把刀挎在腰间，在营中往来，从这门到那门，个人杀他的弟兄与同伴，并邻舍。So
in this instance. Was it an easy job to be on the Lord's side?
所以在这个情况下呢，就是说是站在耶和华这一边是一个容易做的事情吗？
And I think if I'd been there, I would have said, I think I got to go home now.
因为我认为我如果我在那里，我说那我要回家了。
I often use that expression, don't I? I got to go home now.
我通常呢这样表达，是不是呢？我说我要现在要回家。
Make sure you got a good home to go to.
也确保你有个好的家可以回。
But there was a job to be done, and you don't go home when there's a job to be done.
那些工作呢，必须有人要做，但是呢，就是你不必须呢，就确保你的工作做完才回家。
He had to put his sword on, and he had to go out and confront those who had sinned.
所以他们必须把刀拿着，在那个里面走，去碰那些犯了罪的人。
Who was he to kill?
他们要杀谁？
Well, first of all, his brother.
首先那是他们的弟兄。
Raise your hand if you'd like to kill your brother.
所以你举手如果你想杀你的弟兄。
We don't want to do that. Why would you start with your brother?
我们不想那么做，为什么要先杀你的弟兄？
Because if he's your brother, you probably know him well enough to know what he was doing and why.
因为他是你的弟兄，所以你知道为什么他们那么做，为什么，而且他们做了些什么。
And then every man had to go to his companion.
然后每个人呢必须找到他的同伴。
And lastly had to go to his neighbor.
最后呢要去到他的邻舍。
Verse 28, so the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell and died that day.
28节说呢，利未的孩子们照摩西的话行了，那一天百姓中被杀的约有3000人。
Is that a pretty big number?
这是一个大的数字吗？
Sometimes things go wrong in a city, and there's a bit of a riot.And sometimes they'll say there were 10 people were arrested.
因为有时候呢事情不对了，这那个就是城市里有暴动，他们说呢有10人被捕了。
This wasn't 10 people arrested. This was 3,000 people killed.
这个并不是10人被捕了，而是3000人被杀了。
Now we're not aware of all the details of the sin.
所以我们都不知道那个就是说是那个他们犯罪的细节。
It is probable that there were many sins.
这有可能呢有很多的罪。
The most serious of which was, these people had turned away from the God who had delivered them from Egypt.
所以最严重的罪是这些人呢把就是转离了那位把他们从埃及拯救出来的神。
Did they deserve to die?
他们该死吗？
Yeah.
是。
Were there a lot of others who were just as guilty but not counted in the 3,000?
所以那里是不是还有很多人呢？他们同样犯了罪呢，但是却不在这被杀的3000人中呢？
I think so.
我认为有。
It was a time of great shame.
所以那是一个。
For the children of Israel.
所以对以色列的孩子们是来说呢，那个时候是一个极大的羞耻的时间。
So, who were the observers of that evil?
所以谁呢？在观看这样的邪恶呢？
And the answer is their enemies.
答案是他们的敌人。
I'm just trying to find the words. I didn't underline them, but it's true. They were,
25.
Verse 25, yes. They had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies.
所以呢，亚伦纵容他们，使他们在仇敌中间呢被羞辱。
Have you ever noted the enemy has got pretty sharp eyes?
所以呢，有没有意识到呢，敌人他们的眼睛非常的利了。
He doesn't miss very much.
他们不会错过任何东西。
Sometimes they'll say to you, I remember 10 years ago you said, da 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 da.
他们有时候会跟你说呢，我知道十年前你说那da da 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 da.
And you say, what? You actually remember that?
你说什么？这你都记得。
And it may be not something good that you did, maybe something bad that you did. And they remember the bad word that you said, the bad thought that you expressed. Who knows? The bad thing you did. But they were unrestrained.Among their enemies.
这个里面呢就是说这个呢就是说他们记得的并不是你做的什么好事，他们记得的都是你说过的坏话，你的坏思想，你做过的坏事，所以呢他们在他们的仇敌中呢被羞辱。
Now, 3,000 men, does that number ring a bell?
所以呢就是说3000人，这个数字是不是响起了警钟呢？
What happened?Elsewhere in the Bible, where 3,000 were involved.
所以呢，在圣经里其他的地方有没有个3000人都被牵扯进来的了？
And the answer is, on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God fell upon the people, and 3,000 got saved.
所以这个里面呢，实际上是在那个五旬节的时候，神的圣灵降临，那个时候呢，3000人呢得救了。
Same God.
同样的神。
3,000 killed, 3,000 saved. Why were the 3,000 saved?
所以呢，3000人被杀，3000人得救，为什么呢？3000人得救了呢？
Because they repented at the preaching of Peter and at the blessing of the Holy Spirit of God.
所以呢，因为他们呢，在那个彼得的讲的道以后呢，他们悔改了，悔改了呢，得到了呢神的圣灵的祝福。
So aren't you glad that you look back to Pentecost rather than back to this terrible day in Sinai?
所以就是你是愿意呢去看那个，就是说在五旬节发生的事情呢，还是呢愿意回顾这些在西奈山下发生的事情呢？
Verse 29, then Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, that he may bestow on you a blessing this day, for every man has opposed his son and his brother.
第二节就是摩西说，今天你们要自洁，归耶和华为圣，个人攻击他的儿子和弟兄，使耶和华在这天赐福于你们。
Who did they oppose?
他们反对谁？
Their son.
他们的儿子。
And their brother.
他们的弟兄。
Judgment, we're told, judgment begins at the house of God.
所以呢，审判是从神的家里开始的。
And sometimes we got to be bold enough to confront our brother and our sister.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们要有足够的大胆去遭遇我们的弟兄姐妹。
So verse 30 says, and it came to pass on the next day. All of that took place in one day. Moses came down from the mountain and he saw the sin and he requested or commanded judgment and 3,000 were killed. That was a busy day.
第三十节到了第二天，就是前面那些呢，所有的都发生在一天。摩西从山上下来以后呢，他命令他们那些人呢去做一些事情，去纠正一些事情。在那一天呢，3000人被杀了，所有的都发生在一天。
So verse 30, it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, you have sinned, a great sin. So now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
第三节是到了第二天，摩西对百姓说，你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者我可以为你们赎罪。
So where did he go?
他要去哪里？
He went back up the mountain.
他回到山上去。
What was the reason that they committed the sin in the first place?
他们首先呢，犯罪的是什么原因？
He was up in the mountain.
当他在山上的时候。
Now, so he goes back up the mountain. What would their temptation be?
所以呢，他又回到山上去。那对他们来说，诱惑是什么？
He's gone back to the mountain. I'll go back to my sin.
所以呢，他已经回到山上去了。我继续去犯我的罪。
And by the grace of God, we don't read that they did return to their sin, but there probably was a lot of incentive to do so.
所以借着神的恩典呢，我们并没有读到他们又回到最终呢，但是呢，他们可能呢，非常的想那么去做。
Verse 31, then Moses returned to the Lord and said, oh, these people have sinned a great sin.And have made for themselves a calf of gold.
摩西回到耶和华那里说：“啊，这百姓犯了大罪，用金子为自己做了神像。”
Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written.
三十二节说呢，现在若你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的册子上涂抹我。
What do you think of that?
你怎么去看这一点?
What is the book that he had written?
他写的是什么样的册子呢?
It's the book of life. We're going to read about it elsewhere in scripture. It's the book of life. He wrote a book of all those who loved him and followed him and deserved and got eternal life.
因为我们在圣经的其他地方可以读到，这个是生命册。生命册呢，神呢把所有的那些信呢，他跟从他，然后呢，就是说是配得的那些人呢，赐给把他们的名字写在生命册上，让他们得永生。
Can you imagine anybody saying such a thing?
你可以去想象一下，有任何人会这样说吗？
You forgive those people, Lord. If you don't, then I choose not to go to heaven either.
耶和华，你饶恕那些人。 如果您不饶恕的话呢，我选择不去天堂了。I
shudder even at the thought of such a thing.
所以那么感觉呢，就算是这么去想都不会。You
remember the words of the Apostle Paul, don't you?
你们大家都记得那使徒保罗的话，是不是呢？
He said, "I could wish myself accursed for Israel, my brethren." Romans chapter 9, is it? I'm not sure.
他说呢，我宁愿为我的以色列的弟兄们呢受咒诅，应该是罗马书的第9章，他不是很确定。
Moses and Paul, both the same heart. They loved the people of Israel. They loved the people they preached to.
所以呢，摩西呢跟那个就是使徒保罗，他们是有同样的那样的心，他们呢爱他们的那些以色列的弟兄们，也为他们祷告。Romans
chapter 9, we should read it together.
所以罗马书第9章，我们应该一起来读一读。He
says, "I tell you the truth in Christ, I am not lying. My conscience also is bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and continual grief in my heart."
罗马书第9章第1节、第2节、第1节说呢，我在基督里说真理，并不撒谎。我的良心在圣灵里也给我做见证，我心里极其沉重，时常伤痛。He
says, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh."
第3节说呢，我为我弟兄们，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。He's
basically saying, my objective is the salvation of my Jewish brethren, and I could wish myself to be cut off from the blessings of God if, in fact, the brethren, my brethren, were to be saved.
他说呢，我的目标呢是我的犹太弟兄姊妹们，如果呢就是说是他们能够得救，我宁愿呢就是说是切割我应该得到的那样的赐福。Again,
verse 3, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh."
再一次，第3节说：“为我弟兄们，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。”Where
did Paul learn that?
那使徒保罗从哪里学到的呢？
He learned it from Moses, didn't he?
他从摩西那里学到的，是不是？
Amazing.
非常的神奇。
Sometimes we read verses like that in Scripture, and I look myself in the mirror and I say, "Harold, what on earth are you doing here? You don't love people like that."
所以有时候呢，就是我在圣经里读到这样的经文，我说呢，Harold，你到底在做些什么呢？你不像那样去爱人。What
was the Lord's response, verse 33?
Is it
back to Exodus 32 again?
我们回到出埃及32章33节，那主的回答是什么？
And the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book."
33节说，耶和华对摩西说，谁得罪我，我就从我的册上涂抹谁。
Okay, he's got a book. To the best of my knowledge, the book is a big book with a bunch of names in it.
因为就是据我最好的，所我所了解的这样一个这样一本册子是非常大的一本册子，有很多名字在上面。Every
single name of every single person who has been born into this world, his name was written in that book.
所以每一个个人的名字在这个世界上。 出生过的，他们的名字都写在那个册子上。And
everyone that sinned and refused the grace and the forgiveness of God had their name written out of that book.
对这个里面的每一个呢犯了罪的人，而且拒绝神的恩典，接受赦罪的人，他们的名字，不接受赦罪的人，他名字被从那个册子上抹掉了。Can
you imagine looking at that book?
你可以去想象一下，去你去看看那本册子。
And you follow your alphabet all the way down, and you find your name used to be written there, but it has been blotted out. It's no longer in that book.
你有没有发现呢？就是说是按照那个 A B C D 的这样的顺序，你发现那你的名字以后呢，过去你的名字写在上面却被抹掉了呢？
And there will be those in hell for eternity who remember that their name was written in the book, but it had to be blotted out because they would not turn from their sin.
所以那些在地狱里的那些人呢，他们会记得他们的名字呢，过去是写在那个册生命册上的，因为他们呢拒绝转移他们的罪，所以呢他们的名字呢被从那个上面抹掉了。哎呀。So
Moses said, "I'm not." God said, "Moses, I'm not going to blot your name out of that book, but I will blot out the name of those who have sinned."
所以呢，主对摩西说呢，摩西，我不会抹掉你的名字，我会把那些犯了罪的人的名字抹去。Then
he said, "Now, Moses, here's your job."
然后他说，那摩西呢，现在这是你要去做的事儿。He
says, "Now, therefore, go, Moses, lead the people to the place of which I have spoken to you. Behold, my angel shall go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit for punishment, I will visit punishment upon them for their sin."
第三十四节说，现在你去领这百姓，往我所告诉你的地方去，看哪，我的天使必在你前面去，然而到我追讨的那天，我必追讨他们的罪。He
starts out saying, "Behold, my angel shall go before you."
神开始说呢，你看哪，我的天使要走在你前面。
Who would you rather have going with you, the Lord or his angel?
所以你念谁跟你一起去呢？是主呢，还是他的天使呢？
Well, frankly, I'd be very impressed if the angel was walking with me.
你等这时候呢，如果天使与我同行的话呢，我会感到印象非常的深刻。
Far better if the Lord was walking with me.
就是说是。 那如果主耶和华与我同行呢，那就好得无比了。
Why does he say, "I'll send my angel"?
他为什么要说呢，我差我的天使呢？
Well, the implication is that if he were to go himself, the people don't deserve the fellowship of the Lord, but the angel, he'll help them through the angel.
因为有可能呢，就是说，如果主去呢，亲自去的话呢，那些人呢，不配得和主有这样的关系，那么说呢，就是要。
Verse 35, "So the Lord plagued the people because of what they did with the calf which Aaron made."
35节说耶和华降灾于百姓的缘故，是因为他们同亚伦造了牛犊。Do
we know what the plague was?
我们知道这个灾是什么吗？
No.
不知道。Was
it an easy plague or a bad plague?
是一个容易受的灾，还是一个非常的不好的灾呢？
Yeah, it was a bad plague.
那是一个非,
this is a terrible thing they've done.
是一个非常的坏的灾，因为他们做了可怕的事情。They
turned their back on the God who had done all the plagues against Egypt and all the blessings in the promised land, in the wilderness for them. They turned their back on all of that and pretended to follow a God made out of gold.
因为里面他们呢，背对那位神，那位神呢，其实他在埃及的时候降下了那么多的灾，他们背对神呢，背离神呢，他们解释去敬拜一个用金子造的神。All
right, so for chapter 33 now, the story carries on. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it.
所以第三十三章第一节说呢，耶和华对摩西说，我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将这地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要往这里，要从这里往那地去。
Who brought them out of the land of Egypt?
谁把他们从埃及地领出来的
Obviously God had brought them out of the land of Egypt.
非常明显是神呢把他们从埃及地呢 引出来的。
But in justifying their sin, the people said, Moses brought us up out of the land of Egypt, and we don't know where he is.
所以呢为了让他们的罪呢感到正当，他们说呢就是摩西把我们带出来，不是神把我们带出来。
And so God here takes that phrase, Moses, you brought him out of the land of Egypt. And he said, Moses, you go down there.And you lead these people.
所以呢，这个神呢，在这里的摩西说是摩西，是你把他从埃及地领出来的，你带这些人呢，去到那个地去。
And he said to him, verse 2, I will send my angel, there it is again, before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
第二节说呢，我要差天使在你前面，这他再次说差天使在他前面，赶出迦南人、亚摩利人、赫人、比利洗人、希莫人、耶布斯人。
Verse 3, go up to a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people.
第三节说呢，您你到那牛奶牛蜜之地，我自己不同你们上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
Verse 4, when the people heard these grave tidings, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments.
第四节说呢，百姓听见这凶信就悲哀，也没有人佩戴装饰。
I won't go with you. That was the tragedy.
所以呢，我不会与你们同去，这是那个悲剧。
And they had enough sense to realize how tragic the situation was. They put on no one his ornament.
所以他们有足够的感觉呢，感到这个事情的严重性，所以没人佩戴装饰。
So the question is,Why did they not put their ornaments on?
现在问题是他们为什么不佩戴装饰?
Where did the gold from the golden calf, for the golden calf, where did it come from?
所以那个金牛犊是从哪里来的?
Came from their ornaments.
所以从他们的装饰里来的。
And so Aaron said, give us some gold.
所以呢，亚伦说，给我点金子。
And they would look at their ornaments, their jewelry, whatever.And they would give some of the gold to Aaron for the golden calf, keep the rest of the ornaments for themselves.
所以他们呢，就是说是啊，看看他们的那些首饰，或者是珠宝，不管是什么，他们拿一部分给那个亚伦，留一部分给自己。
And so the ornaments all reminded the children of Israel of their gold given to the calf and of their sin.
所以呢，这个就是说是首饰呢，让所有的以色列人呢想起来，他们把他们的首饰呢造金牛犊和他们犯的罪。
For the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up, into your midst in one moment and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments that I may know what to do to you.
第五节说呢，因为耶和华对摩西说呢，你对以色列的孩子们说，耶和华说，你们是应着景象的百姓，我若一瞬时临到你们中间，必灭绝你们。现在你们要把身上的装饰摘下来，使我可以知道怎样待你们。
So part of their repentance then was to take off their ornaments.
所以呢，他们呢要去悔改他们罪的中间的一部分呢，是要把装饰卸下来。
Now in the later day, when the children of Israel were warned by Jonah that in 40 days Nineveh would be destroyed, what did the Ninevites do?
因为在稍后的那些时间呢，当呢，尼尼微人被那个约拿警告的时候呢，说他们的城市要在40天被毁灭的时候，他们做了什么呢？
So they took off their fancy clothes, put on sackcloth, so that the Lord could see that they were serious enough to request forgiveness.
因为里面呢，他们把他们身上的衣服都脱下来，华丽的衣服，然后呢，穿上麻衣呢，然后就祷告，让主呢知道他们就说是祷告的这个是非常认真的。
So verse 6, the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb.
第六节说呢，以色列孩子们在何烈山那里把身上的装饰折得干净。
They basically said, it's true, we were sinners. We're going to get rid of these ornaments. We're not going to put them on.
他们基本上是说是是，这个也是是真的，我们都是罪人，我们犯了罪，所以呢，我们不能再把这些装饰带上。
Verse 7 then, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp.
第七节说，摩西将帐幕支搭在营外，离营却远。他称其为会幕。凡求问耶和华的，就到营外的会幕那里去。
Where had God been up to this point?
现在在这个点上呢，神在哪里？
He had been in the middle of the children of Israel.
他是在以色列的孩子们的中间。
They were encamped all around him, 12 tribes, 4 on each side. They were encamped in a marvelous pattern, a beautiful way. They were all there, and God was in the midst.
因为他们所有的支派呢，就是都是在那个就是中间，在神的周围四个方向扎那个帐扎营。他们扎的营呢是一种非常的，就是一种非常美的完美的方式扎营。然后呢，神在他们中间。
What happened now? Moses takes his tent and he goes outside the camp.
你现在发生了什么呢？摩西把帐幕呢支搭在营外。
And, the Lord went outside the camp too.
所以主呢也离开了他们的营地。
Now, there's a picture now that we're going to try to follow, and it says this, that the Lord wants to be in the center of his people.
所以这里的画面呢，我们呢就是说是在其他地方读到主呢想住在他们的中间。
But if his people reject the Lord,
如果他的子民呢拒绝了主
，then the Lord moves outside the camp, and the people who want the Lord, they go outside the camp to meet the Lord.
因为就是说是主呢，他搬出了营外，搬到营外，那些想要去见主的人呢，他们必须到营外去见他。
Now, the writer to the Hebrews picks up this theme and says that we meet the Lord outside the camp.
所以呢，就是希伯来书的作者，就是说是，他呢知道这个主题，他说我们在营外去见主。
The Christian today doesn't go to the center of the government, the center of the society, and say, this is where we'll all meet the Lord. The Christian today goes outside the camp, outside the affairs of the people. They go to meet the Lord. He was outside.
所以基督徒们今天呢，不去到那些中心社区的中心，或者是政治文化的中心去见主。说基督徒们说呢，我们要到那个野外去见主。
The teaching is that the very place Calvary is outside the camp.
所以呢，这个教导师呢，就是那个叫格格塔的，或者库勒蒂的那个地方呢，是在营外。
If you go to Calvary today, you can stand where the Lord Jesus was at Gordon's Calvary, and just on the hill, over the hill, you can see the city of Jerusalem and the the wall of Jerusalem, just near where he was crucified.
因为里面今天呢，如果你去到那个古罗地或者叫哥哥达的那个山上，你到了那个山上呢，你往下看，能够看到整个的耶路撒冷城，而且就是说你可以看到耶路撒冷城的城墙非常近。
He was killed outside the camp.
他是在营外被杀的。
That's what we've got to do.
这就是我们要去做的。
Each of us have got to say, I'm going to follow the Lord, and I'm going to follow the Lord independently. If I have to, I'll follow the Lord with a few of my Christian believers, but I'm going to follow the Lord outside the camp. I'm not going to be part of the big system.
因为里面呢，就是我们每个基督徒呢，都要这样去说，说呢，我要跟着神，我要跟着神呢，我要跟着主呢，我要自己的，独自的跟着主，其他的要跟着主的呢，我们也要一起跟着主，所以我不会就说跟着主在那个城市的中心去跟着主。
If you go to the city of Jerusalem today and you say to people, I would like to go to Calvary, where is Calvary?
因为如果今天去了耶路撒冷城，你对城里的人说呢，我想去到库伦地，那么库伦地在哪里呢？
And you'll get two answers.
你会得到两个答案。
One will say the place Calvary is just down this road, down at the end of what is called the Via Dolorosa.
因为这个里面呢，就其中呢，就是有些人说呢，你要去到那个古罗地呢，就是说是，那么说呢，你就沿着这个路下去，这个路下面有个叫伊尔德维萨这个地方，就是。
And they will take you to a place that they say is where Jesus was crucified. The only problem is it wasn't outside the camp. That particular place is inside the city of Jerusalem.
所以呢，就是他们说的，他应该说的那个圣母大教堂。他们说的这个地方是主耶稣基督被钉十字架的地方。但是呢，唯一的问题是呢，圣母大教堂呢，它不在城外，它在城内。And
others will take you just outside the Damascus Gate on the north side of the city of Jerusalem, and they will show you Gordon's Calvary, and that is probably where the Lord was crucified. Because it was outside the camp.
这个其他的一些人呢，可能把你带到，就是说在那个大马士革城门的外面那样的一个山上，就是说是主是在那里被钉十字架的。这里他们说的有可能是对的，因为那个是在城外。Hebrews
chapter 13. Just to pick up this theme now again. Hebrews chapter 13.
所以希伯来书呢第13章，我们来看看这个主题。
Verse 10 says, We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin is burnt outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate or outside the camp.
这个第十节，第十节到第十二节，第十节说，我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人无权去吃的。原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪，牲畜的身体被烧在营外，所以耶稣也用自己的血叫百姓成圣，就在城门外受苦。
Hebrews 13:13 says, Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp bearing his reproach.
希伯来书第十三章第十三节说这样，我们也当出到营外救了他去，忍受他的凌辱。
So back to Exodus chapter 33 again.
我们再次回到那个出埃及记的第33章。
And I've got to find the verse that I was working on.
找到那个他正在读的那个经文 7.
So I guess it is verse 7 again. Pick it up.
再次是第七节。
Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp.
因为第七节是摩西将帐幕支在的营外，离营却远啊。他称其为会幕，凡其问耶和华的，就在营外去会幕，那里第九节说，那摩西进帐幕的时候，就是说，应该是第九节，摩西进帐幕的时候，营柱降下来，立在帐的门前，耶和华便与摩西说话。
Some say, well, we live in a Christian country, everything's fine. But the Christians in the Christian country serve the Lord outside the camp.
在这个里面呢，就有些人说呢，我们是在一个基督徒的国家，基督徒的国家呢，那么说呢，每件事情呢都不会有事儿。那么说呢，就是让基督徒呢服侍摩西呢是在帐外。
There are many Christian organizations, churches, and they don't follow the Lord. And the people who truly love the Lord, they worship Him outside that religious organization.
因为在世界上有很多的这样的宗教组织，他们呢，就是说是去说他们敬拜主。那么说呢，其实呢，基督徒真正的基督徒呢，他们是在那些宗教组织之外去敬拜主。
By the grace of God, you and I say we fellowship with those who come out from the organizations, the political organizations, the other organizations of the world. We come out to Jesus, seeking the Lord. We come out outside the camp.
因为里面呢，借着神的恩典呢，我们作为基督徒，应该说呢，我们呢，出了那些就是宗教组织，出了那些就是政治团体，出了这些有些社会的中心，我们到营外去敬拜主耶稣。Where
was the majority of the people on this occasion?
所以在这个情况下呢，大多数人在哪里？
They were inside the camp.
他们在那个营内。
Who came to Moses outside the camp and to the Lord outside the camp? Just the people who really sought the Lord.
那谁呢？就去到营外，去到摩西那里，去敬拜主呢？那是真正的寻求主的人。So
the story goes on, verse 8.
这个故事继续在第八节。So
it was, whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle.
外界说，当摩西出营到帐幕去的时候，百姓就起来，个人站在自己的帐篷的门口，望着摩西，直到他进了帐幕。And
it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses.
也就是说呢，摩西进帐幕的时候，云柱降下来，立在帐幕的门口，耶和华便与摩西说话。All
the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped each man in his tent door.
第十节说，众百姓看见云柱立在帐幕前，就都起来，个人站在自己帐幕的门口敬拜。
So on this occasion, Moses and the people who followed Moses, they went out to the tent outside the camp, and the Lord came down on the tent and on Moses, and the people saw what was happening, and they rose and worshiped the Lord.
就这样呢，所有这些呢，就是到摩西呢，出到去到营地外面，在帐幕下面，在会幕下面时候呢，主的云柱就站在那里。那么说，所有的人看见这些，他们这些跟摩西一起出到营地外的呢，都在那里自己的帐篷下门口敬拜主。Verse
11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face.
第十一节说呢，耶和华与摩西面对面说话。
As a man speaks to his friend.
好像人与朋友说话一样。Okay,
is that a wonderful line or not?
所以呢，这是一个很好的、奇妙的一句话，还是不是？
It's nice to be able to go to a friend and say, listen, I want to have a chat.
就是非常好的，我去找一个朋友说，好，听着，我们来聊聊。
This verse doesn't say that Moses spoke to the Lord face to face as a man to his friend.
因为这个里面这一节经文并没有说摩西对跟耶和华面对面的说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
This verse says the Lord spoke to Moses that way.
这节经文告诉我们的主耶和华以这种方式跟摩西说话。
Can you even imagine God being so friendly with a man as he would speak to him like that?
所以你甚至你可以想象一下，你都能想象得到神会与一个人那么说话吗？
I guess it must have been pretty thrilling.
我认为那可能非常的激动。
And the people, when Moses was on the mountain, it was one thing, but he wasn't on the mountain now. He was just outside the camp, maybe a few hundred yards.
所以当摩西那在山上的时候是一回事，但是现在呢，他就不在山上，他只是在营地的外面，大概几百码的地方。
The cloud came down. The people could see the cloud coming down. They knew what was going on. They couldn't see the detail.
这里面呢，就是云柱降下来。当云柱来的时候，他们知道呢，就是发生了什么事情，只是他们呢看不到细节。
God spoke to Moses face to face.
所以摩西与摩神与摩西面对面说话。
And then he returned to the camp.
然后呢，他回到了营地。
But his servant Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
Just the way to verse.
Yes, this is all the end of verse 11.
Okay, thank you. 所以摩西转到营里去，唯有他的仆人一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开帐幕。
You can imagine, here they are in this small little tabernacle, this tent, and Moses is there, Joshua is with him. The Lord comes down, speaks to Moses face to face. Moses said, I'm going home now. Joshua said, I'm not going home now. I'm going to stay here. This is too good. I'm not going home now.
你可以去想象一下，想象一下呢，当时呢，摩西呢跟约书亚呢，他们去了营外，去了营外，在帐幕里面，帐幕外面说呢，主呢下来呢，和摩西面对面说话，说完了以后呢，摩西说呢，我要回营地去了，但是约书亚说这个太好了，我不愿意回去，我要留在这里。
Joshua was an outstanding man.
约书亚是一个非常杰出的人。
Why was it that he was chosen to follow Moses to lead the people into the promised land?
因为什么原因让他呢跟着摩西呢，选择呢跟着摩西去领导以色列人呢，进到应许之地去呢？
And the answer is because he loved Moses, God too.
答案是呢，他爱摩西的神。
So verse 12 says, Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have found grace in my sight.
第十二节说，摩西对耶和华说，看你对我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。
Moses said, frankly, Lord, I got a problem.
所以摩西说呢，坦率说，主啊，我有麻烦了。
You said to me, you bring these people up, but you also said, I won't go with you.
所以你跟我说呢，你把这些百姓领上去，但是呢，您却说呢，您不与我同去。
Moses said, who are you going to send?
摩西说呢，那你会派谁去呢？
You said, Moses said to God, God, there's something wonderful here. I have found grace in your sight. You said to me, you have found grace in my sight.
所以呢，摩西说呢，神呐，我在这里发现的是一些奇妙的东西，因为呢，我在你面前蒙了恩，因为你说呢，我在你面前蒙了恩。
Can you think of anybody else who found grace in God's sight?
所以你能够找到其他的任何人在神的眼里蒙了恩吗？
What was his name? His name was Noah, wasn't it?
Yes.
他的名字是挪亚,
did it do Noah any good to find grace in the Lord's sight?
那就是当那个挪亚在神的眼里蒙了恩后呢，对他有什么益处吗？
Yeah, the world was destroyed, and Noah was saved.
于是的，整个世界被摧毁了，挪亚就得救了。
And I think when Moses realized he found grace in God's sight, he was pretty excited.
所以我认为呢，到摩西呢，就是说是发现呢，他在神的眼里蒙了恩的话呢，他非常的兴奋。So
he says, verse 13. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people.
第十三节说，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这民是你的民。
He says, basically, this finding grace in your sight is wonderful. He says, I want to know you that I might find grace in your sight.
他说呢，基本上说呢，在你的眼前蒙恩呢，这是非常奇妙的。所以呢，我想要知道我真的在你眼前蒙恩。But
he doesn't leave it there. He says, and consider this nation. It is your people. Consider that this nation is your people.
他并没有停在那里。他说呢，使我认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。So
he's got God here, and he's saying, God, what are you going to do?
现在他看到神在这里，他说神呐，你准备做些什么？And
so verse 14, you can underline this if you want.
你这个第十。 四节，如果你想画重点，你可以画。
He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
耶和华说，我必亲自与你同去，我要给你安息。
Is that a good promise?
这是一个好的应许吗？
Where are you going, Harold?
Aaron, 去哪里？
Many, many times I said, I don't know, Lord.
很多次我说，主啊，我不知道。
But I said, I'll go if you'll go with me.
但是我说呢，我会去的，但是如果您与我同去。
And the promise is, I'll go with you, Harold, and I will give you rest.
所以应许是呢，我会与你同去， Harold， 我会给你安息的。
I say hallelujah.
我说哈利路亚。
And in a very literal sense, I went all the way around the world on the strength of a promise like this.
所以呢，就是从这个意义上讲，那在世界上很多地方呢，我都去，是因为有这样的应许。Moses
lived it out. We get to live it out. You pray it too. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
所以呢，摩西呢，他活出了这个，你我呢，也要活出这个，而如果就是说。 主说呢，我必亲自与你同去，我要给你安息。That's
God's promise.
这是神的应许。What's
Moses' response?
那摩西的回答是什么？Then
Moses said to God, verse 15, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here.
就是我见摩西对他说呢，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
Okay, if you won't go with me, I'm not going.
你是不是呢？你若不与我同去，我就不去。It's
all very simple. I hope you say that to the Lord often.
非常简单，我希望呢，你经常对主这样去说。If
you go with me, I'll go. But if you're not going to go with me, I'm not going.
如果呢，你与我同去呢，我哪里都去；如果您呢不与我同去，我哪里都不去。
All right, verse 16.
第十六节,
for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are on the face of the earth.
第十六节说呢, 人在, 何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？难道不是因为你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民分开吗？
If you're the Lord's servant, if you're the Lord's son or daughter, and if he goes with you, what is the difference between you and all the people in the earth?
比如里面呢，如果你是神的仆人，或者你是神的儿女，那么说呢，如果神与你同去，那你和地上的其他的人有什么样的区别呢？
The difference is God is with you.
这区别是神与你同在。
The fact is, we're different.
事实上呢，我们是不同的。
All kinds of people out there, we're different.
所以呢，有各种各样的人在外面，但是我们却是不一样的。
I was just thinking of it yesterday, I guess, but I used to work for a large corporation in Vancouver here.
今天我昨天就想了一下，过去怎么想，就是通常呢，我过去为一个就是非常大的公司，在温哥华的公司给他们工作。
There were maybe a couple of hundred of us who worked in head office.
因为大概我们有几百人呢，在那个总部工作。
I said, to some people, I said, I'm a Christian.
我跟那些人说呢，我是个基督徒。
You know what they said?
你知道他们说什么？
You better go see Betty, she's a Christian too.
你最好去见见那个 Betty, 她也是个基督徒。
There may have been two of us, there may have been others, but there were really only two of us who were old Christians there. Betty was one, I was another.
因为就是那里呢，就是可能有只有我们两个人，或者还有其他的更多的基督徒，但是只有我和 Betty 是足够的大胆承认自己是基督徒的。
Now, that's the way people should know that we're different.
这就是这种方式，人们应该知道我们是不一样的。
People should know that the Lord will go with us, and so he's basically saying, we shall be separate.Your people and I from all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
所以呢，人们应该知道神是与我们同在的。所以这里说呢，是我和你的百姓与地上的万民分开。
So what's that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
It means all the people who aren't Christians in the world are the same.
所以这个意味着呢，在世界上所有的非基督徒他们是一样的。
And you and I who are Christians, we're different.
所以你我呢，就是基督徒的，我们是不一样的。
And we should be so different that everybody knows it.
所以我们要非常的不一样，所以这样呢，不一样到那个程度，每个人都知道。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken of, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name.
就是耶和华对摩西说，你所说的这些我也要行，因为你在我眼前呢蒙了恩，并且我按你的名字认识你。
So what's the argument?
这里的这个争论是什么？
Well, the argument is that Moses is going to have to lead the people and the Lord will send his angel.
因为摩西呢必须能领导他的子民，那么主呢会差下天使。
And Moses said that's all very nice, butI'm not going if it's just with an angel. I want to go with you.
因为这里的摩西说呢，我不是说是按天使跟我一起去我就去，我要您呢与我同去。
And the Lord says, I will also do this thing.
所以主说呢，我要一直做这些事情。
I will go with you.
我会与你同去。
So, what was the last sermon that the Lord Jesus preached before he went to the cross?
因为主耶稣基督他上十字架之前，他讲的最后一篇道是什么呢？
Mount John 14:15-17.
约翰第十五章、第十六章、第十七章。
What's it all about?
这是讲的什么呢？
It's all about the fact that Jesus will go with us.
所以都是讲到这个主耶稣基督会与我们同去的这个事实。
Absolutely marvelous. Where's Jesus?
因为绝对奇妙的耶稣在哪里
by the grace of God, he's up in heaven, but far more important than that, he's right in here.
因为借着神的恩典呢，他是在现在在天堂，但是更重要的是呢，他在我们内心里。
He condescends to go with me.
他呢一直呢就是同意跟我一起去。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where did this marvelous truth come from?
所以这个奇妙的真理是从哪里来的呢?
This delightful conversation that Moses had with the Lord face to face.
其实是一个就是摩西跟那个主面对面的这样一个谈话的这个非常令人欣慰的谈话。
So what does Moses say?
那摩西说了什么?
He says, verse 18, please show me your glory.
第十八节摩西说呢求你向我显示你的荣耀。
Why didn't he say, I'd like $1 million?
为什么不说呢我想要100万美金呢?
Why didn't he say, would you please cure my backache?
他为什么不说呢求您呢把我的腰痛治好了。
Good man, Moses, he said, Lord, would you please show me your glory?
摩西呢也是个很棒的人他说呢主啊求您呢把荣耀显给我看。
That's probably something that you would only ask of a friend.
也就是有可能呢就是唯一的一个事情呢你不会跟一个朋友说的。
What's the answer of God to this?
神对
Show me your glory. What's the answer?
所以呢就是显求你向我显示你的荣耀那么神的回答什么
Then God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you.
耶和华说我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。
That'd be a good thing to see?
这是一个好的事情你可以去看吗
Ever seen a little of the goodness of God?
你有没有看到神的就是一点点恩慈呢
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see his glory?
你想要看他的荣耀吗
You want to see his glory? Look more at his goodness.
你越看到
Look at all those good things he's done. You'll begin to see his glory.
因为你看到他的荣耀越多你越看到他的恩慈。那么说呢他做的那么所有的奇妙的事情以后呢你会看到他的荣耀的。
The heavens declare the glory of God. Is that Psalm 2? I can't remember.
所以呢是不是诗篇二篇说的呢诸天述说他的荣耀呢
Is that rather spectacular?
所以这个呢其实上呢就是实际上是那是不是一些荣光呢
The heavens are big. Why did God build the heavens so big, so vast, so...meticulously, beautifully put together. Why did he do that?
天堂呢它天上呢它是如此的大如此的广阔那么说呢神呢为什么要把那个造的那么特别呢
So that we would see that God is a God of glory.
这样呢我们可以看到神呢是荣耀的神。
So, Moses says, please show me your glory. The Lord said,I will make all my goodness pass before you.
所以呢摩西说呢求你向我显示你的荣耀耶和华说呢我要显我一切的恩慈。
And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
在你面前呢宣告耶和华的名。
What is so good about the name of the Lord?
所以主的名有什么样的益处呢
It's absolutely marvelous.
是绝对奇妙的。
What do we know about his name?
我们对他的名了解多少
Well, one of his names is I am.
其中的一个名字就是我是。
That's one of the most amazing big names you've ever heard of. I am.
这就是你可以听到的最大的一个最奇妙的名字就是我是。
What does he mean by that? I am everything.That is good.
他那个意思是什么呢我是一切的恩慈。
And C.J. Rowles wrote a book, and it may be in the back shelf, I'm not sure, I don't think so anymore, but it's simply entitled The Names of the Lord.
这个里面就是接一个叫那样的人他写了一本书有可能在后面那个书架上但是呢我觉得可能不在了因为他讲到的所有都是关于耶和华的名。
And he simply took 365 names of the Lord and talked about them, one name for every day of the year.
因为基本上呢写啊找出那耶和华的360个名字，然后呢去解释那个名字，所以他每天呢都能讲一个耶和华的名字，一年中。
And my memory is wrong. I think maybe he wrote another book and then another book on the names of the Lord.
因为我的记忆可能出了差错，我也许呢，他写到另外一本书，用另外一本书关于耶和华的名字。
Our God's got a big name, and his name is the name of glory.
因为我们的神呢，有一个伟大的名字，他的名字就是荣耀。
What else do we know about his glory?
我们对他的荣耀了解多少呢？
I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Well, if he were going to be gracious to whom he would be gracious, and if in so doing he would proclaim his glory.
因为他如果想要恩待谁就恩待谁呢？他这么做的目的呢，是宣扬他的名。
Would you be encouraged to say, Lord, would you please be gracious to me in such a way as it would increase your glory?
你会不会这样去跟主说呢？主啊，就是说是您呢，要恩待我，以恩待我的方式呢，让您的名呢得荣耀呢？
And could you say, Lord, if I were to ask you for compassion, and you were to grant me compassion, would you do it in such a way that others might see your glory as you have compassion on me?
因为你会说呢，你跟主呢要怜悯，你说主啊，您呢如果能这样去怜悯我，以这种方式怜悯我，当我你怜悯我的时候呢，别人呢能够看到你的荣耀，是因为你怜悯了我了。
And if you didn't have any other reason to pray, you'd pray on the basis of that promise, wouldn't you?
所以你如果没有其他的东西要祷告的时候呢，你基于这一句话来祷告，会不会是呢？
Just absolutely marvelous. Moses said, "Show me your glory." The Lord says, "This is how I can show you my glory."
这是绝对奇妙的，因为摩西说呢，把荣耀显给我看的主说呢，这是我显给你看荣耀的方式。
But then the Lord said to him, "You cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live."
第二十节他又说呢，你不能看见我的面，因为没有人见了我还能存活。
Now, if we were to see the face of God, do you think we would see glory?
如果你知道我，如果我们能够看到神的面，我们能够看到荣耀吗？
And the answer is, of course, but we can't.
答案是当然的，但是我们就不能。
What do we see?
我们能够看到什么？
We see his grace. We see his compassion.
我们看到他的恩典，看到他的怜悯。
And we see Jesus.
我们看到了耶稣。
It's absolutely incredible. Moses and God were friends. Moses spake to God. No, God spoke to Moses as a friend to a friend.
所以呢，这个绝对令人难以相信，因为呢，耶和华跟摩西说话啊，摩西呢是耶和华的朋友。
So God says, Moses, I've heard you. I know that you want to see my glory. I'm gonna let you see my glory.And his glory is that he loves his people.
因为这个呢，神说呢，摩西啊，我知道你想要什么，你想看我的荣耀，所以呢，我的荣耀呢，就是我就爱我的子民。
So if you wanted to see the glory of God, you could go out tonight and look at the stars.
所以如果你想看到神的荣耀，你今天晚上你可以出去看星星。
But if you wanted to see more.Of the glory of God, than that, what would you do?
但是呢，如果你要看更多的超过星星那样的关于神的荣耀，你会做什么？
Well, you'd spend some time with God, And then you walk in and take a look in the mirror. And you would say, there's the glory of God right there. It's me.
因为你会跟神待一段时间，待一段时间以后呢，你就是照照镜子。
Look how undeserving I am, and how good He's been to me.
你说呢？那个镜子里的，那就是神的荣耀。那是我。你看看神在我身上行了什么呢？他对我呢，有多么的好呢？
You don't have to look up 100 million light years to see His glory.
你不用呢，看那几百亿光年以外的他的那个荣耀的星星，你就看看照照镜子就可以了。Trust
in Him. Look in the mirror and say hallelujah.
所以呢，相信他，去照照镜子，说哈利路亚。
All right, well, our time is gone again. We'll pick it up in verse 21 next week, Lord willing.
这个里面呢，我们的时间也到了。主若许可呢，下个星期我们来从第21节读起。
So, Lord, we remember the words of the Apostle Paul.
所以主要我们记得呢，使徒保罗的话。
And he praised the Lord with a simple line.
他的赞美主一个简单的一句话。
He said, the Son of God who loved me.
他说呢，神的儿子，他爱我。
And gave himself for me.
他为我舍己。
And so, Lord, in all of this, we give you thanks.
主啊，为这所有的一切，我们献上感恩。
We confess, Lord, we don't know much about the relationship that Moses had with the Lord.
我们承认呢，就是说我们对摩西和主之间的这样的一个关系呢，我们了解多少？Thank
you for giving us the picture.
感谢您呢，赐给我们这样一个画面。And
then thank you for beginning to give us the experience of the God of glory, who toward us shows himself to be a God of grace and compassion.
所以感谢您呢，赐给我们这样一个画面，让我们知道呢，就神的那个荣耀呢，他们呢，通过我们，也通过神呢，对他的恩典和他的怜悯显示出来。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.